Hello and welcome to Our Waking Dream. I'm your host, Coco Swanson. I'm a spiritual strategist. I'm a forever seeker, and I'm a mentor curriculum developer for all things bringing esoteric into your day-to-day life in a way that you can eventually measure the change that you experience. It's what happens when we understand how to create change from the inside out through the power of our heart, our imagination. And here we're guided by the mythic mapping that the language, living language of astrology provides us. I love astrology. As soon as I started studying it, it's been about a decade now, I realized that it's exceptionally accurate, as in like 100% accurate so far. And if I get something even at like 90% accuracy, I really want to try it. But for me, after I've embodied and learned it enough to practice it with my clients, it's been consistent. We understand their chart. We understand what practical tools rooted in energy healing and ritual and wisdom traditions that we can integrate into their lives, into my lives, into my life and your lives that create substantiated change. So each week I'll be going over one basic theme that's moving either through that week or through the season that allows us to quantum level up. Because if we change our energy, then our thoughts change, what we're attracting changes, everything changes when our energy shifts. So welcome. I'm so glad you're here. This week, I'll be talking about the full moon in Taurus on November 5th. It's an early morning, at least in the West Coast, USA. Early morning, 5 a.m., so you have to do the time math to figure out where it lands in your world. And it's a full moon, so full moons always imply that the moon and the sun are opposing each other. So right away, with astrology, it's like a math equation. If we have an opposition, we need to embrace both sides of the polarity in order to actualize the potential. So if I'm just focused on one side of a polarity, it's like it's very lopsided. But if I embody the practices of both sides of a polar opposite, that's when we get takeoff. So what that means for this full moon on November 5th is, one, if you're listening to this on the 2nd or the 3rd or the 4th, start now. Start these rituals that I suggest now. Because the rituals, which is any moment, I define rituals any moment that we imbue with intention, breath, and time. So it's any moment that we drop out of our status quo thoughts and into intentionality, which my intention mixed with my breath over time creates change at the energetic level. I love working with energy because if I want to turn a light switch off or on in a house, I have to walk over with my physical body. I mean, unless I have like a little clicker, but say old-fashioned style, I have to walk over. I have to physically turn the switch off or on in order to change the light. With energy, I can change it with my imagination, with my felt sense, with my heart. So if I can change energy, and if I change energy, form changes. That's why I employ all of these practices that I suggest on this podcast, on this show, because I like efficiency. I like to facilitate change that stays. Not change is the only constant, but I like results. And then from that place, reconfigure and look at what the next little puzzle is on my trip to planet Earth here. Okay, so if we look at the full moon, we've got Taurus, which represents resources. Taurus loves It loves beauty, it loves texture, it loves, it is the easiest to describe it with resources of time, of money, of beauty. And so if I'm working the Taurus-Scorpio axis, those two are in opposition. So the sun is at 13 degrees of Scorpio and the moon is at 13 degrees of Taurus for this full moon on the 5th. And the window of time is happening now, because if I imbue a moment with a ritual, which earth-based rituals is like the sweet spot for a Taurus-Scorpio axis, because Scorpio is all about deep alchemical change. So it can be simply a breath. I change oxygen. I breathe in, then the trees, they take my exhale, and that's their inhale. That's exchange that empowers both me and the trees, so to say. But ritual, it's transformative practices, passionate, deep. It's the depth of the waters. Transformation changes. If I change at an energetic level through alchemy, mystery, then I am changing at a physical level, because energy, concentrated energy, creates form. You with me? So this full moon is a perfect time to embody earth-based rituals to create change. Well, in what realms can we create change? So at this full moon, we have all the outer planets, most of them. The outer planets are the ones that create era changes. They move slowly and they have a lot of magnetism. They create big era changes, especially when they shift signs. So if you've been here for a while, I've been talking about what's changing signs in the bigger planets, meaning Pluto is changing signs. It's in Aquarius now, just station direct. Phew. When heavy hitters are retrograde, there's a lot of deep reconstruction going on in with Pluto at a subconscious level that's sometimes kind of ouchy because it brings out skeletons in the closet. But we also have, there's harmonious relationships between Jupiter and Uranus, Jupiter and Saturn, Neptune and Uranus, Neptune and Mars, Neptune and Pluto, Mars and Pluto, Mars and Neptune. They're all making trines or sextiles, which is a harmonious way to facilitate change. So we do the math and we say, okay, I've got a full moon in times of great change. Well, I'd like to use this moon to help me and us, because it's a me and us thing always, to create change that allows for this era shift that we're going through, that really is, come 2026, it's a whole different signature of outer planets. It's a different era. So right now, especially with Neptune and Saturn retrograde in Pisces, we have the opportunity to clean the slate karmically, because it's the last point of the zodiac. So it's a fantastic time to do ritual. So this full moon is wonderful. So how do we do it? What do we want to do? Okay, so the power move for Scorpio Taurus opposition, which is happening with the full moon. Sorry if some of this is repetitive. I just really want to make sure it lands. So if you have studied astrology for a while and it feels repetitive, I apologize. And if you're new and the repetition is nice, thumbs up. So the power move is through cozy, that's Taurus, cozy, earth-based ritual. So the ritual is when we imbue a moment with intention and add breath, and that creates change at the energetic level. So our power lies in shifting energy patterns, always and forever, because when we shift energy patterns, form changes. So the first practice I suggest is, it's always rooted in awareness, because we need to become aware of what we're what our goals are, what's needing to change. And so the questions here is karmically, what's up for you? Because that's Saturn and Neptune doing this dance back into Pisces is all about cleaning out our karma. And if you are experiencing a lot of karma coming back to you right now, a lot of patterns from your past coming back, you can assume, even without looking at your chart, that your chart's probably lit up, meaning Saturn and Neptune are making transiting angles in your own chart. That's what happens with astrology, is the current planets are making mathematical shapes that all have significance with your natal chart, which is where the planets were and the moon and the sun and the nodes at the moment of your birth, which is like your fingerprint in astrology. And so what have you been karmically clearing? What's up that's like a thing that's on repeat? That's how we find the karmic patterns. It's essentially icky patterns on repeat. So what's up for you in just right now? And then also we're looking at Uranus. Uranus is a planet of grand awakening, and it's been hitting, it's just about to move back into Taurus, but right now it's still in Gemini. And so we're going over what has been awakened in kind of probably a rude way. When Uranus first transits into a sign, it's like a rude awakening around, you could look at the ethics of communication or your patterns of communication. And has anything been up for you since July? Then we've got Pluto. Those are deep subconscious shifts. It just stationed direct. And so what have you been looking at with Pluto of deep subconscious patterns, skeletons coming out of your closet? And then with Taurus, how are you resourced? How do you feel? Are you feeling like you're really substantiated with the money that you're able to bring in, or the energy that you have, or the things? Like, my background right now is delicious for a Taurus. I'm very Taurian, so I feel substantiated when I'm within beauty, the beauty of nature, the beauty of art or fabrics, or it really impacts me. So I suggest that you take inventory and that you write it down. Like, what's been up for you in relation to all of those themes? And you write it down, so it becomes really, it's like, here's what I'm bringing this full moon into step two. I've talked about this specific practice before. It's creating an altar to alter the verb. So the altar is the noun, A-L-T-A-R. You create an altar, and I suggest to do it outside. And I'll go over the ingredients and the how-to in a minute. And I suggest you make an altar to alter, A-L-T-E-R, the patterns that you're bringing through what's going on karmically, what's been awakened in an ouchy way in your communication patterns or the communication patterns of your family. And Pluto, with looking at subconscious patterns, like the deep skeletons in the closets that have been coming out for either you or a collective level. Because it could be what's really bothering you with what's going on with humanity's ethics. And Taurus, how you're resourced. So you have your little list, right? So then you need some stones. So I have this stone, and I currently am I'm in Europe, and I bring stones with me from Washington State, because these stones, when I'm out, so I know to pick up a stone because my whole body says, pick up the stone, Cox, pick up the stone. And then when I do, it's this resonant, like I'm picking up or I'm hugging like somebody I love. And then I'll ask, like, do you want to come with me? And the stone will give me, it's, if I listen in, it's an intuitive thing. You can just practice it. And you say, is this a stone I can use for my altar? You just pick up a stone from the ground. I think my stones start to look fancier as I work with them. So it just gets rich. That's tricky to show you. But it gets more and more rich with the more I work with it. Because it loves stones. Move energy. Everything's all connected with energy. So you can also grab sticks, leaves, etc. Anything that your body gets a full yes and you borrow for ritual in gratitude. There's the gratitude, the recognizing that this is an alive, that anything that I borrow and work with in nature is alive. And when I recognize that, that level of reverence enlivens this more. So I grab my stuff, my stones, my sticks, my leaves, whatever it is, and then I have a little spot. The little spot can actually be inside on a window ledge if you don't have access to a balcony or a yard or a park. A park's great, a garden spot, any place that we want it to be bathing in the moonlight because we're a full moon. And then all you do, it's quite simple, but it's prescribed like you have to do it rather than just thinking about it. A lot of my practices are embodiment practices. So one must do them in order to actualize their potential rather than just thinking about it. So you hang out in that spot that will be bathed in moonlight. And then it's like, basically, you breathe that little list of stuff that you're working with. You breathe it into the stone, you breathe it into the sticks. And in the breath, I'm breathing in as you sit with your stone or with your sticks. You breathe in a list, your list of that which you want to transform. It's quite simple. After you breathe it in, we arrange and rearrange these little sticks. This is a practice that I received through the Four Winds Institute, Alberto Bioldo, who received it from the Caro, which is a tribe of fantastic energy healers down in Peru. That's where I learned this. So you sit, you release with breath, one breath at a time. The more you want to release, the more breaths, the more alchemy, the more transformation. Then you let it stew under the moon. We let it change, arrange and rearrange under the moon. So that's a second practice. And then when you're done with it, when the moon has completed its lunation, so that's just on the 6th, then you can close it up, let it go. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And release it. Release your nature items either back to nature or back to a special spot that you keep your nature items in. And that's the change is complete there. The third piece I suggest is actually lymph drainage to release fears, to release negativity. So I'm on my left side is a lymph duct that goes back to my heart. Well, the lymph brings fluid back to the heart, and I think of back to source as back to the heart. So you can just gently bring your hands. You can do one on your left and one on your right. You can just do your neck, really, with this. You don't even need to do the whole thing if you're getting the main ducts, which are right on your clavicle. These bones right here, right by your neck. And so you place your hands by your clavicle, super, super, super soft, and imagine a waterfall moving back to your heart. And with it, I release all fears. I release my karma. I am that I am. I am eternal beloved. It's naming your eternal nature, your divinity, as you release the fluids. It's very physical. This is another form of alchemy. Another form of embodied magic. I release this back to source. The combination of bringing awareness of all the main themes that you've been working this season, what karmically is coming up, what shadows are coming up, deep subconscious programming, what rude awakenings around the communication patterns in your life, you bring that into the altar where we sit and exhale. Everything that we want to release back to source through items that you picked up and got a real strong yes from in your body, and then you let them bathe in this full moonlight, and then go back inside or go back to your cozy spot and drain. I release your hands on your neck just gently from clavicle to heart, maybe up your neck too. And just imagining it's the lymph is right, it's very topical, it's right on the surface, so it just needs light touch, and imagining the fluids moving back to source, the source being your heart. That's what I suggest for this full moon on the 5th and on the 2nd today, that we are able, these practices are fantastic to start on today, the 2nd, through the 5th. You can even turn them over into the 6th to really, really get as much momentum as you can out of embodied earth-based rituals to create change at the energetic level that then is mirrored in the physical level. That's it for today. Thank you, as always, for being here with me. If you like this, can you share it with one other person who might like it too? We're sharing this podcast with people who need it, and so I can help whoever needs it and would resonate with this work. So thanks in advance for sharing, and I will see you next week. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you for being a part of our community here at Our Waking Dream. Please make sure to like, subscribe, and share.
Fill my cup and let it overflow. Let it overflow with love.